What does that mean? Don't say that. We in here. Let's get the show started. We got some topics. We got some things to talk about. Let's pod. I am not a journalist. I am a podcaster. I got an Ace Ventura shirt on. It's lit. Let's get into it. I feel better. I'm still taking my medicine. I might wheeze a little bit. I might cough a little bit. But we in here like swimwear. You dig? Whoa. Did you hear that? Hey, Loner, did that sound like that? Whoa. Delete that. What does this sound like? Deleting that whole thing. Oh, nope. Gone. Adobe's tripping. What are you doing? No, but Adobe just crashed completely, so it's not recording. I don't know. Did you not hear that? That sounds crazy. How's my audio sound, Loner? I don't know. I'm trying to hear what y'all hear in the back, because on my side, it sounds like sandpaper. I don't know. We're just going to reboot it. That's on y'all. Here, I got this. Hey, see, it's Adobe. It crashed. Oh, it shut down completely on my end. Thank you, Loner. Thank you. Let me see if I can redo that and we can get these. I do it on my lonely. When you on top, it get lonely. Let's see if we can get the audio recorded. If not, I mean, let's just go. I'm so irritated at that. It doesn't make any sense why it's not working. All right, that's cool. We'll find my song on iTunes and I'll just play it live. Never stopped me before. Thank you. Oh, it's my first one that pops up. See?
Yeah.
A lot better.
On God. Yeah.
What's going on, beautiful people? Here, the intro is live. It is what it is. We ain't recording it.
Why you gotta start like this? Why you tell me I can't hit? She know that I won.
Yep.
My shorty the shit. We started to kiss. She hit me with this. She gave me that neck. Ooh, she gave me that neck. Trying to suck soul out of me. Saying that she doing this cause she loving me. Like I'm a one and only. I'm in it like I came to collect. But she lost a bet. So wet, try not to break the bed. Try not to give her a kid. Pull out, I make a mess.
Gotta have just fun. Because if I get sick again, I don't know what's gonna happen. That they don't lead this way. Hey, we ain't the same. Nope. We ain't the same.
Something special that come from the pain. It come from the pain.
All right. It's Kasabian. I told you it was live. Look, let me turn it off. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. My name is Kasabian Live-O. That was, we usually play music, and it didn't work live the way it's supposed to. Welcome back to the show. I am your host. This is episode, I think, 492. 492. I still have RSV. Apparently, RSV lasts your whole life. It don't go away. If you do have RSV, wash your hands. Make sure that you're taking care of your health. It's in the air. I wasn't able to protect myself the way I thought I did. Working out really doesn't do much for you. Oh, that's a lie. But I thought that my mileage that I was putting in my workouts was doing me just fine. Apparently not. It's just you can't do shit about it. If you have asthma, good luck. It just owns you. But let's get into the show. Let's have some fun. I got a couple of good topics that we could laugh about. And I have a very funny story about a teacher and a student. The teacher was naked in the backseat of the car, so I know you want to stick around for that. I was going to have a Trump update, but I don't know what's going on with this case, and I don't know if I want to cover this case yet. I haven't talked about it because I don't care. So, kind of hard for me to bring y'all the information if it's just not relevant. But let's get into the show. Remember, ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Sometimes ChatGPT be on, you know, some barefoot writings. Very emotional. I love ChatGPT. I have so much fun with it. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show, where the latest in entertainment meets unfiltered commentary. From Ja Rule's latest debacle to the drama surrounding Nicki Minaj. We got the scoop. Plus, we'll dive into whether Prime, the energy drink, is a curse for fighters. Let's recap the Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney showdown, and we'll explore the legal battles facing Mark Wahlberg over the F45 gym. A surprising turn of events with 50 Cent unveiling the G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, while a teacher gets caught in a compromising position post-car chase. Stay tuned as CeeLo Green plans to transform Rico Wade's old home into a museum. I mean, that's a museum for hip-hop. Even though it's Atlanta hip-hop, that's a museum for hip-hop. All this and more. Welcome back, y'all. Let's have some fun. Let's get into the show. Now, although I'm sick and I'd like to not be sick, I can't not be sick. So if I cough, if I have my asthma and y'all hear me wheezing, just know I don't mean to, and I really promise that I'm doing my best to get better. First and foremost, young people, do not let Ja Rule rewrite history. Ja Rule is trying to pretend that 50 Cent was afraid of him and G-Unit was scared of Murder, Inc. That was not the case, not even a little bit. As a matter of fact, Ja Rule's lying on X now, stating he's using the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef to talk about his beef with 50 Cent, and he wanted, he's fucking really irritating. He went on X and stated that G-Unit had a order of protection with the NYPD on Murder, Inc. Everybody knows that's not true. Those court documents were released. NYPD put that restraint on that themselves because y'all got into a fight and people got stabbed up. Stop playing. 50 punched you in the face. They stole your chain. G-Unit won. No matter what was going on with Murder, Inc., they were getting indicted by investigated by the feds for all the bullshit they were doing. That had nothing to do with 50 Cent. Ja Rule went out there singing his ass off. And the older we get, what can I say? I love all them singy-songy songs. I didn't really care for you in Fast and Furious. They could have kept you out of that shit. But for you to come on X and state that 50 put that restraining order on you or an order of protection because of you? Little man, hey, yo, stop playing. Stop. You can't say that. You can't say that. That's not a thing, Ja. You're not going to rewrite history. The beef between 50 Cent, Murder, Inc., G-Unit, Ja Rule, that whole beef, that shit is very well documented. That shit's on DVD. If you can find the beef DVD, which I got somewhere around here, I might have to put that up. I promise you, you will see a lot of information on it that you probably didn't know about Ja Rule, with Freaky Ty, Black, all them dudes. It's not good over there for them. Ja Rule does whatever he can to try to just survive. Now listen, this Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef, I don't know what's going on. It may be business, it may be real. Either way, what we have between Drake and the industry is an anomaly, and I'm not sure who's ready or who's not ready for whatever that's bringing. And the only reason why I say that it's Drake against the industry or Drake with the industry is just he's a powerhouse. Like, if Drake mentions your name, you might 10X overnight just because. This beef has nothing to do with 50 Cent and Ja Rule's beef. 50 Cent and Ja Rule's beef was street beef. People got stabbed, shot. People's houses got shot up. Tony Ayo jumped out of his car and slapped the shit out of Tony Hinchman's son over this beef. Went to jail behind this shit. That was the game's manager at one point. People got shot in real life. Real fist fights in real life. 50 Cent had real beef. It was different back then. You had to go to people's shows and say, what's up? We didn't have the internet to chit-chat. I can tell you stories about... Listen, Ja Rule cannot rewrite history. I'm just not going to allow it. I can't allow it. And let this be a fair warning to everybody. If you throw something at Nicki Minaj and it looked like she caught that shit, she's going to chuck it back at you and make like the old mad titty face. Like she made the mad titty face. She's like, argh. Stop. Stop. If I laugh, I get asthma. Stop playing. Nicki did the titty face, and that scared the shit out of me when she threw that, whatever it was that they threw at her. Nicki's, why y'all play with Nicki? And anyway, before we start reading the stories, there's one thing that has blown me away And I want to make sure that, like, I'm not the only one that sees this. Every prime fighter, every fighter that signed a prime deal starts off a champion. Like, they usually give them a deal because they have a belt. Prime is weird that way. As opposed to, like, building up a fighter, they just go and find somebody with a belt. They give these guys contracts, pay them who knows how many millions of dollars. Congratulations. I would love to have a prime deal, but I don't want to get my ass kicked. Every single person that gets a prime chain with a stupid prime contract loses. Devin Haney is still the champion due to 3 pounds. He needs to thank Ryan Garcia for not coming in at the right weight, because if Ryan would have came in at the right weight, he would have took that belt, laughed in his face, and made him look even stupider than what he looked like by the end of the night. I don't know if it's the prime curse. I'm not sure if it's the Logan Paul curse, because Logan's never won a fight. So nobody should wear prime and be in a fight, because you're going to lose. Just don't do it. It's not good for you. Every single UFC fighter with a prime chain has gotten their ass whooped and lost their belt. Now, I think every boxer with a prime chain has, he didn't lose his belt, but he should have. And let's be completely frank. Devin Haney did not wobble and lose his legs and get put on roller skates in the first round over 3 pounds. Fighters will come in at weight the day of. What I think they weigh in on Friday, they have a whole day to gain 10 pounds right back. And a lot of fighters do. So for you to tell me that you believe, or anyone is really going to speculate, that 3.5 pounds is the reason why Ryan Garcia beat the dog shit out of Devin Haney, I think he did Devin Haney a honorable service by not really whooping his ass. Do you understand that the only time that Devin Haney even looked like he was in the fight was when Ryan Garcia wasn't throwing his hands? Every time Ryan Garcia released his hands, he was lethal, lethal with his hands. Haney had no choice. I'm not sure why Ryan kept doing that duck around spinny shit. I really hope he forgets that and never does it again. But to be honest with you, that's the only time that you saw Devin Haney act like he was in the fight. When he would throw his hands with Ryan, no speed, no power. He has pillows. He was hitting Ryan and nothing would happen. Ryan didn't even look like he was in a fight. Ryan Garcia stepped in that ring with a point to prove, and he proved it. And Devin Haney is not, I've said Devin Haney before, is not a great fighter. There's a lot of your champions today that are not great. A lot of these guys are young and just took advantage of the field and got rid of a lot of older guys that were on their way out. None of these guys are tried and tested. Not at all. By the time they fight, listen, this is good that he fought Ryan now, because now we just, it exposes what it is. What are we going to watch now? Ryan Garcia go beat the shit out of Errol Spence? This is, I mean, listen, we're just going to start to really see who really got it and who don't. And Gervonta Davis is just that good of a boxer. Get as mad as y'all want to, Gervonta Davis is that good of a boxer. There's no way around it. Was the Ryan Garcia fight the best fight of the year or one of the most amazing fights I've ever seen? No, not at all. And he looked a lot better in this fight than he has before. I want to say it was before the Gervonta Davis fight, there was a fight that he got put on his ass twice. I want to say in the early rounds. He did win, but it looked bad for him, and he'd never been put in that position, but he came away from it seemingly better off. After Gervonta, it didn't really seem like it affected him. Like, that loss was a loss, but Ryan's been kind of fucked up. You know, like, mentally it looks like something's off. It works out well for the character. Listen, I don't know what the fuck all the antics and shenanigans were about before the fight, but it worked. Apparently he was well-trained, very well-prepared, and he executed. I don't give a fuck if Devin Haney gained 20 pounds to fight him. It's not happening, bro. I don't want to see a rematch. There's no point. You couldn't do anything better. There's no skill that you're going to learn that's going to make me think that you're better than Ryan Garcia. I don't give a fuck how many times y'all fought in the amateurs. Y'all are nowhere near each other anymore. Let's get into the show. I know, but I got water and juice. At least I didn't break the studio. No, I can't take it. I couldn't take it. I was completely flabbergasted by the ability of Ryan Garcia. He was really good. He's really good. It was very, very impressive. Let's get into these stories. 50 Cent announces a new project in Shreveport. Now, 50 Cent actually has history in Shreveport when it comes to production and film. A lot of the old G-Unit productions were filmed in New Orleans, Shreveport to be exact. It's a tax thing. It's a great place to make film. There's many places that give you tax exemptions and actually credits to come and bring that work there. And 50 was able to do that during a point in time where, one, it was needed because the economy was doing so bad. So the idea that 50 is going to take this facility and place it in potentially, you know, a ghetto, he's changing the footprint. Putting this there is going to create jobs. It'll create wealth. It'll bring people. It'll bring economy. And this is a great thing that 50 has done. Stories at a complex. 50 Cent will surely make Shreveport, Louisiana a media enclave with the unveiling of G-Unit Studios. In quotes, as someone who has always believed in the transformative power of music, film, and television, I'm beyond excited to introduce the expansion of my G-Unit film and television throughout the launch of G-Unit Studios right here in Shreveport. From the gritty narratives of the streets to the compelling stories that define our era, G-Unit has always been more than just entertainment. It's a platform for voices that need to be heard, stories that need to be told. Bringing G-Unit Studios to Shreveport is not just a business decision. It's a commitment to fostering talent, creating opportunities, and building a community that thrives throughout, a community that thrives through creating and innovating. Why couldn't my mouth make those words? We will see Shreveport as a beacon of inspiration and creativity. I think Shreveport, Louisiana has a great backdrop for a lot of TV, a lot of movies, and a lot of film. Yo, holla at me. I need to get this sitcom off the ground. I'm serious. And when I was reading through Complex, I found this other story. Have you ever seen the F-45 gym? I thought those were Mark Wahlberg's gym. Apparently, he's just a stakeholder in the gym. Stories at a complex. David Beckham has filed a lawsuit against Mark Wahlberg over a deal that fell apart regarding the partnership in the F-45 training. Per TMZ, DB Ventures LTD filed a lawsuit claiming Mark Wahlberg Investment Group duped Beckham into doing business with the fitness company in which the actor has a 36% interest and is on the board of directors. Beckham agreed to be a global ambassador once he became friends with Wahlberg after moving to Los Angeles. According to the lawsuit, Beckham lost $10 million when the stocks he was owed in the deal with the company weren't given to him until the stock price had fallen. That's a good way to give some. This is rich people problems for sure. Beckham isn't the only athlete who sued F-45 training. Former NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens sued them in 2017, claiming the company never paid him his $700,000 he was promised in a promotional video deal. Now, this is one of those near and dear stories. And I know when I say near and dear, I know you know that I know that y'all know that I really love these types of stories. This is what I'm here for. I do it on my lonely. And no other than Miami to give me the story. The next story comes from the Miami Herald. Now, why do I read the Miami Herald? Well, because the Miami Herald has some of the best stories that I've ever read in my entire fucking life. And I'm glad you're here to read this one with me. This story is about a young boy that lived out his dream. Now, this young boy wasn't doing too well at math. Probably wasn't even doing good at fucking nothing in school. I think he was failing in band. But there was one teacher that saw something special in this young man. And although to me this is funny, this is not a laughing matter, okay? This is very dangerous, and this is not just, let's get into the story. Stories out of Miami Herald. A Nebraska substitute teacher is accused of SA-ing a teenage student after they were discovered naked in the same car, officials told news outlets. Deputies responded to a call about a vehicle that was on a dead-end road near Omaha at about 3 a.m. I wonder what they were doing. Two people were seen in the back seat when the deputies approached. One of them quickly moved to the driver's seat and drove away. The sheriff's officer told the outlet they didn't make it too far, according to the deputies. they later identified the driver as a 17-year-old that crashed the SUV in a yard about two blocks away. The boy was later seen running completely naked away from the car. Meanwhile, a woman was getting dressed in the back seat. The sheriff's office told the station they searched the SUV and found an Omaha public school ID belonging to the woman, identified as a 45-year-old. I'm not going to give her name. But all I see here was somebody that believed. They believed. She's going to go to jail for this. And he's a hero. You understand that, right? Like, he goes down a legend. Crashed a car, hit the sub, crashed the car, booked it naked. That guy. I want to grow up and be like him. That kid's something different. I'm sure I'm going to get chopped up in the comments, but that's fucking dope. At least I'm not talking about somebody's size 7 shoe. The next story is a hip-hop story, and boy, oh boy, are we about hip-hop. But before we get into that, let's talk about Trump. Today is day one of Trump's trial. Again, this trial is about hush money and about agreements that were made and weren't made during his presidency run. Witch hunt bullshit, just being honest with you. The reason why I haven't covered a story, I don't know what they're looking for. We're closer and closer to Trump being president once again and probably getting rid of all this bullshit anyway. I do apologize for being vulgar, but I don't know any other way how to express myself when it comes to the things that we see. We live in a democracy that looks like a banana republic to the entire world. We're the only country that's doing stupid things like this. I just saw how much money we're giving to every other country in the world while I live in a city where I need to make $156,000 to make it feel like I made $100,000. I comfortably lived within the six-figure range for a long time in Las Vegas. And recently, six figures doesn't mean anything. And why is that? Mortgage rates are at 7%. Everything has exponentially grown. Probably 4x. It doesn't feel like 4x. It feels more like 10x. But groceries are about $2,000 a month for a family of five. That's average rent as well. And about a car note. So if you don't make like 12 grand a month, you're pretty much struggling. But we're sending billions of billions of our tax dollars overseas, and people are suffering here at home. And then we're chasing a former president for things that got nothing to do with you and honestly didn't really affect anything. Nobody got hurt. Nobody was injured. Nobody was anything. And you guys are worried about some shit to do what? All right, next story is out of Hip Hop DX. CeeLo Green has taken a step to preserve Atlanta's rich hip-hop history by announcing his purchase of the late Rico Wade's home, with plans to turn it into a museum, alongside a monument featuring various photos of himself with the late producer. CeeLo explained that the White House was originally bought by the Dungeon family's second recording home after graduating from the basement of Wade's family home, which was effectively known as the Dungeon, and later purchased by Big Boy. We moved into the White House because, by unanimous decision, Rico Wade was appointed Commander-in-Chief of Atlanta Music Culture, he wrote. Our successes bought all of us homes and away from the White House, leaving it an empty nest. One day soon, it will be a museum, archiving our rich musical history, and you will be the first to know. And I can't wait for that day. There's a trip that I must take to the Bronx to go take a look at the hip hop museum. And I got to go down to Atlanta and go take a look at them trap houses and the trap history museum. I'm very curious. Shout out to hip hop. I love hip hop. This show is here because of hip hop. I don't know what you thought, but this is a hip hop show. I just don't cover hip hop music because I don't care. I don't. Dope with the, I love the beef. Oh, yo. Hold up. Hey, Matt Hoffa, shut up, bro. Don't talk about my old man like that, bro. I don't know if you knew this, Ish. That's my pops. I socked the shit out of you. Don't talk about my old man like that, you heard? Don't do that. Leave. You got a problem with Joe? Pull up. You got a problem with Ish? No fair phase. We gonna jump you. Don't talk about Ish, bro. Go buy a hoodie, support him. Go buy one of my hoodies, support me. But I promise you, you don't want that verbal assault. You can't handle that. You have a fourth grade reading level. This is not going to go good for you. Anyway, thanks for being here, Loner. I appreciate you. I think that's you out there in the crowd. I definitely thank you for being here. Oh, no, that's the song we started with. Son, it was some gangster stuff. I'm telling you, I'm not okay with that. I saw Math is doing it for the views.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. I mean, you know, when the podcast don't work, you got to switch it up. I read the news.
Live-o.
This don't change. It's a show that never ends because the news is every day.
Live-o.
I think I could finally come back this week.
Xavier.
Live-o. One, I am the one that they look at because I'm different. Listen, we already knew that he get. Oh, no, it's not working.
We hit it concave. Up for days.
Zoom in.
I really don't sleep.
Do I gotta do the hand thing?
Like that could have been me.
I didn't have to do that.
Sacrifice that was made. I do them shits like every day. I won't say that I'm rich.
So dope.
Oh. Till I see 20 DMs. Thought I would have it by now.
Hey, y'all remember? Hold on. Y'all remember the Indian in the cupboard? Is that like a racist movie now? Because I used to always think that I could shrinky dink everything in my life. No. Was I the only one? Y'all didn't. Shut up. You didn't wash any in the cupboard and then you could shrinky dink shit and then make it grow up, or you could shrinky dink yourself and go racing your little cars and then come back to life and be normal? Fuck VR. I was trying to Indian in the cupboard my way through life. My name's Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. Wine.